The fact that Jesus and his disciples came upon Jericho was really incidental. He was nearing Jerusalem, and Mark's movement is towards that. The intensity now grows dramatically. He's 15 miles away from Jerusalem, and he has predicted his death three times, making the reason for his destination clear and making his actions for Messiah clear. But it would nevertheless be obscure at best for everyone, including the disciples and also for you. Because we beg for a different Messiah than the one paying attention to a common beggar. We do not see ourselves as the beggar. We are something more. We are Christians. We call for the beggar to be left alone. We beg for a more superficial and temporary miracle that we think will keep us from the beggar's status. That's what's important to us. That will feed our frenzies, our cravings for a day, not wanting to contemplate one who meets us in our tragedy of blindness and ultimately death, to bring forth true life, even though he is telling us that is what we need, to meet us in the tragedy of death. And he does so by allowing this interruption to take place between him and a beggar. In spite of the crowd, even in spite of you, the beggar will be enabled to see where Jesus takes us. The temporary sight will make him see the eternal significance of the Christ, and what he will see in the work of the Messiah will be the eternal miracle, the one that will get us through death and into eternal life. Not around it, not how somehow avoiding the beggar's status. You are the beggar, but be assured that he stops for you. The large crowd was anticipating something climactic. What is the reason for Messiah's venture to Jerusalem? How will this come to a head? It is revealed even now before it happens between a blind man named Bartimaeus and the Christ. It happens in the midst of a people who can only identify the interruption as an interruption to the progress to where Jesus is going. Bartimaeus becomes the interruption, but for Jesus, this interruption is the point to why he came, a prelude to another interruption the people will also see as defeating. That would be his crucifixion. Interesting, isn't it? What we choose unimportant, what we deem unimportant, the kind of Jesus we really want because of the false status we put ourselves into. What Jesus now focuses on is all in opposition to worldview, whether it's political or religious. Christ's mission will find itself, as it continues today, in opposition of what the world believes salvation should look like. It is the world's ignorance of the very character of God that keeps it from God, as well as a false higher-than-beggar status that we choose for ourselves, and we miss it, therefore, altogether. A God who comes with mercy and the necessary interruption as it plays out in a human life. The crowd still gets it wrong, and so do you. They are excited, but they get it wrong as Bartimaeus changes his routine from begging for self-preservation to crying out, and he gets the title right, Son of David, have mercy on me. The crowd continues to rebuke him, like the disciples who found it a distraction for parents to bring their children to Jesus to have him touch them. The same strong rebuke should be implied here. The crowd resists, and so do you, as you give up on the simplicity of Jesus being distracted to give sight to salvation. It is found where in the simplicity yet profound mystery and intensity of his character is there as he stops. This journey to a cross, and at the same time, the journey to the interruption with a man that will receive the mercy that he requested, completely connected to where he is going. where the sinful beggar meets the divine God-man, who will take on his very condition of being a beggar. You and I are so prone to forget this, aren't we? The interruption? No. The intentional moment God claimed you through the waters of holy baptism. That is not a distraction. It is God's moment with you, that through death there is life. Through the circumstance, there will ultimately be life. He is both distracted with the beggar and the cross. He is both distracted with you and the cross. So Bartimaeus calls out yet a second time because of the crowd's perception. Calls out yet again, Son of David. All three synoptics have the repeat of the title Son of David because he gets it right, and they all have the repeat of the opposition of the crowd. Was it for the insistence on shutting him up because he desired mercy, or maybe just the lack of value they place on a beggar, which they do not perceive is themselves? No, that's right. We're Christians. Too busy with the task at hand. One void of any action toward a man in need of mercy as well as the business at hand that will never, never connect that mercy to a dying Messiah. What might you believe Jesus is distracted from when you don't necessarily see the end to the distraction in your life, wrought with sin? The answer you don't have yet. When you believe God should go in a direction to save your life, when the only answer is the cross and it's all that you need. But it's not where you want to go. How does the crowd envision all of this coming to a head, and how do you, given that you lose focus on the aching for a change in life's current circumstances? They have it wrong, and so do we. Maybe the man given sight will get it right, and what Jesus goes on and does from there is all you need. Jesus does not try to quiet this man at this point. He did when someone called him the Messiah. They were the demons earlier on. And even Peter, when he gets the answer right, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus says, "Not yet." But now, when he's very close to Jerusalem, he attaches now. He says, "I will accept this title as Messiah openly so that you can accurately connect Son of David with the cross and nothing else." Because before it would have only been perceived political. But now the crying out, "Son of David," gets to stop the procession to Jerusalem for a moment, doing the work he intended to do, then move to his destination. It's what you need, what you have received already in your baptism. Now it would be made known with a man begging for mercy and sight, and his healer granting it through his own sacrifice, where Jesus then takes the place of the beggar. It says then that Bartimaeus followed Jesus after the miracle, the interruption, the distraction. No, God's unwavering intention on bringing salvation meets a man that will now be able to see the miracle we need. Remember, Jericho was only incidental. He was headed for Jerusalem to die and be raised, fulfilling his baptismal covenant with you. Where the interruption came to you, and his intentional saving work is connected now to you, the beggar in need of mercy, the receiver of absolution. In his intentional interruption with you, you now have it. So now you and Bartimaeus are able to see it. Amen.